Well, have you ever wondered what would happen if someone from a galaxy far, far away read the things that you have written down, like one of your letters, or even someone from this planet, but hundreds of years later? That's what happened in the Netherlands. Stories recently rediscovered in a trunk of late 17th century letters now being examined by a researcher at Yale. Patrick Scahill of Here and Now contributor WNPR has our story.
Before we hear about how scholars stumbled upon a case filled with 2,600 letters that are more than 300 years old, let's listen to one.
So this letter was written by a woman to her husband.
That's Rebecca Arin of Yale University.
Her husband was a dancing master working in Leiden, and she was fed up with him because apparently his business wasn't so good. So he kept writing to her back home in France and asking for money.
The woman was absolutely frustrated, Arin says. Her husband, it turns out, was a loafer, a no-good guy.
And she signs off her letter by saying, "It is not for you to ask for anything. Enfin, my dear husband, despite all your faults, I am, nevertheless, with respect, your very affectionate wife, Jean Le Cloutier." She actually crosses out the word wife. So she says, "I am your very affectionate wife no longer," and then closes by saying, "I wish you better health than that which you intend for me. I am very well disposed."
That letter, along with hundreds more, are part of a project called Signed, Sealed, and Undelivered. It's a collection of letters found in a trunk in a museum in The Hague. The letters had been preserved by a 17th century Dutch postmaster.
His name was Simon de Voyem. He was better known as Simon de Brienne.
From 1689 to 1707, Brienne and his team managed all the mail to and from France, the southern Netherlands, Spain, and portions of Italy. And Arendt says Brienne was neurotic in his record-keeping. He marked undelivered letters with a specific reason why they weren't delivered, like someone refused delivery or died, and Brienne held on to the letters in the hopes that one day someone would eventually show up and pay him for keeping them around.
So you have letters from nobility, from ambassadors, but also from people who were illiterate and had to actually hire letter writers.
Take this unsigned note, written by a woman in Paris, which Arendt says seems to detail the unplanned pregnancy of someone she knew.
"You can divine without difficulty the true cause of her despair. I cannot explain it in so little space, all I ought to tell you. Content yourself with thinking on it, and on returning her to life by procuring her return. She has a passport when she wants it. Have the goodness to do your best. Your negligence is loudly complained of, and one does not know to what it ought to be attributed."
Arendt says the addressee was probably the child's absent father. He refused delivery. She says the physical paper also tells us another story, particularly when it comes to how the letters were packaged for shipping. Arendt explains.
"For the most part, especially because paper was very expensive at the time, you would take your sheet of paper and then you would very carefully fold it so that it could become its own sending device.
It's an art that's been dubbed letter locking, and some of these locks are extremely elaborate, featuring multiple seals and slices of paper that fed back through holes cut into the mailing to keep the letter secure.
We have found already about 30-some ways of folding letters in this collection, which demonstrate the extent to which people found privacy important."
Historians don't have a lot of these locked letters in their natural state. For ages, historians would open them, unfold them, and put them into books, but Arendt says there are no plans to physically open the 600 or so unopened letters in the chest of Simone de Brienne. Instead, historians will read them.
"Using a technique called X-ray microtomography."
That's because the ink in the letters contains iron, which shows up as print in X-rays. The signed, sealed, and undelivered team plans to scan the letters and make them available to the public online. Arendt says in the meantime, she's got years and years of letters to pore through. Really great stories, she says, that will broaden our view of what it was like to live as an everyday person 300 years ago. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.
Not going to be a lot of letters to find a couple hundred years from now. Probably everything's in email these days. Or text.